Amen. I'd rather be cut in pieces. Amen. Amen. Cut me in pieces if I don't fulfill, amen, this promise to you. So it's a cutting covenant. Amen. And what makes people turn away from such a beautiful God with all these beautiful, amen, promises? It's because they don't have protection. God is there to protect. Amen. But you've got to have a shield. Amen. Now, you know, most warriors, they go to battle with a sword and, where's my shield? Oh, well. Here it ain't. Amen. They go to battle with a shield and a sword. Amen. Praise God. You got the word of God. Amen. You got the word. That's good. Amen. You've got some protection there, but you need, amen, not just the word, but you need the name lifted up. You need a shield. Amen. Amen. So that the devil's fiery darts won't hit your will. Amen. Have you ever been really on fire for the Lord? Really running on for God? Really excited about the Spirit of God? Then all of a sudden, you're just unexcited, uninterested, and wonder where the yellow went. Huh? Completely uninterested. Total apathy. What happens there? Amen. The fiery darts of the devil are constantly aimed at your will to burn up your determination. Amen. That's why people turn their back on such a beautiful, lovely God. Amen. It's because their determination has been burned up. Amen. It's because they didn't have a shield out there. They didn't have a force shield out there. Amen. To protect them from the devil, the flesh, and the world. Can I get amen on that? Yeah. Praise God. Amen. So we were talking this morning about lifting up the name of the Lord. And in lifting up that name, amen, creates a force shield of protection. We talked about the righteous in Proverbs 18:10. Let's go to it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus is someone to fall in love with, Sister Curtis. Amen. I've always said, wives will make you or break you. Husbands will too. And make you or break you. You get the wrong mate and you're in trouble the rest of your life. Till you get another. Amen. You're in good hands, amen. The all-powerful one. Amen. He's the right one to marry. He's the right one to hang around with. He's a good friend to have. Amen. Amen. And as the old saying goes, amen, you'll become what you look upon. Amen. What you hear. It's okay. Amen. If you're running with Jesus, because you become more like him, he'll influence you to be like him. Amen. He's the greatest friend to ever have in this life. Amen. Praise God. Oh, how exciting to be in the perfect will of God. I just bubble with joy inside to be in the perfect will of God here. Amen. In the Word of God. Proverbs 18, verse 10. Yeah, 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That word strong means force. Amen. Tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Amen. For those who weren't with us this morning, I'm reviewing. Amen. We learned who a righteous man was. According to 1 John 1:5, a righteous person is a person who's running on, pleading the blood, the fire, and the water. Amen. And if you're walking in the light, you see yourself. Amen. You see how ugly you are compared to how pretty you ought to be. Amen. And then you repent over that ugliness that you see in your flesh. Amen. That old temper. Nobody likes to be angry. No one really likes to be hateful. We really don't, do we? I don't. It makes me miserable. Amen. I don't want to be miserable. I want to have peace of mind all the time. Amen. And thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. So you put your mind on the Lord. When you see that in you, you get down and repent and utilize the blood, the fire, and the water. And like I said, you just don't put one dip on the horn and expect it to flow down and make a circle of experience. Amen. It takes a little labor. That's the difference between the bride and the ones that are friends and the ones that are virgins and the ones that are concubines and guests. Amen. They just kind of watch. They just kind of watch you do these things. Amen. But the bride will labor in prayer. Amen. It costs you something. That's why Jesus said, look, amen, whosoever will can be in the bride, but count the cost. Amen. I'm not going to quote you that scripture, because we're going to read it shortly. Amen. So what's the devil after? Hallelujah. What's the devil after? He's after the, who said that? Brother Jerry. Amen. Hallelujah. After your foundation. What's your foundation? Blood, fire, and water. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Told you about the tares this morning. Amen. A tare is planted, amen, or grows in a garden and needs to be plucked up because, amen, when it's there, it absorbs all the nutrients out of the ground. Amen. And tares can be a lot of things, amen, that absorb the blood, the fire, and water experience in your life so that you don't have the foundation. And if you don't have the blood, the fire, and the water, you can't humble yourself. And if you can't humble yourself, you can't surrender up things to God. And if you don't surrender up things, you can't obey God. Amen. Praise God. Let's see where I want to take you here. Told you that the Lord creates opposition. Amen. He created the waves and the winds. Amen. He prayed. He went up to the mountain and he prayed. Amen. And then all of a sudden a storm took place with the disciples. Amen. In the ship. Amen. He wanted them to lift up the name. They were scared to death. Amen. That's the way we are sometimes. We get in shaky, on shaky ground. Amen. Fear we're going to miss it. As long as we call out to him, that's what really matters. Amen. All right. Powerful scriptures here. And saints, you can't just build a tower one day. Amen. This force shield one day. Or you could call it the Holy Ghost wall around your heart. However, amen, you want to see it. But, amen, you don't just build it one day and say, look what I did Monday. I got down, I bled the blood, the fire, and the water. Amen. And boy, it was a lovely day all day long. And you talk about it all week long. Amen. As you just drop down in the pit again. You got to build a tower every day. Amen. You got to lift up the name every day. If you expect, hosh, gamahaya. Y'all help me out here a little bit. Amen. You see, I have a little problems. Amen. Bababababahushata. Get my thoughts together. Pray for me. Amen. Oh, this is powerful. Oh, here's another reason. Amen. Y'all lift up the name. He said, if I be lifted up, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. If I be lifted up, I will draw all what? Men or all flesh unto me. That's good. Amen. Ramamasataya. Amen. If we lift up the name of the Lord, if we lift him up, amen, he'll draw those things that are unlike him that you want crucified. He'll draw it up and out. If we lift him up, amen. One side of the scales is so simple to go on for God. Amen. So simple, lifting up the name and all. But, amen, according to what Jesus said to the disciples, it wasn't really that simple. On one side of the scales, it was more simple to build something for the Lord, to build, amen, a church or do all kinds of works, amen, because they were wondering what were the works of God, amen, that they may perform them, that we may do them, they said. And he said, this is the work, this is the labor of God, that you, amen, believe in him who hath sent him. Labor to believe. It takes work. Amen. It's easier to do a lot of things for the Lord. It's easier even to come up here and work on the church than it is to stay home, amen, for 30 minutes to an hour on your knees and pray. isn't it? It's easy to do a lot of things for Jesus. But he said, those are not my works. Those are illegitimate if you've got the order wrong. Those are fine, but those are effects of a cause. Amen. I'm shataya. He says, get the order right. Hallelujah. He says, get down and you labor to believe and have an experience with that blood and keep on dipping that blood on that horn, hallelujah, until the blood drops down, amen, and makes a circle of experience so that you can come out of your prayer closet and you can truly feel, amen, this force shield, amen, between you and the world and the devil and the flesh. And if you get up, amen, you go out and you're subject to all things, amen, and all temptations are just overcoming you, back off. You didn't touch, amen, life. Hallelujah. You didn't touch Christ, amen. You need to get back down on your knees, do a little bit more labor, a little bit more work until you can truly feel that holy force shield, amen, all around you, amen, where nothing really bothers you. How do you walk in the Spirit? Now, Paul, that was a positive command. He said, walk in the Spirit that you may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. How do you do that? You lift up the name. You work with the blood, the fire, the water. How do you work with the fire? Shaka momo shababahaya. Hey, ala maria sotorabakushata. Hey, rabamamariasa. You speak in tongues. Get on the fire side. Amen. Feel like dancing in your closet? Have at it. Amen. Whatever. Exercise the fire, amen. Then go to the waters, amen, of his precious word, amen. And then lift up his name, hallelujah. And you know what happens? You create a force shield. This thing works. This is my experience. This works for me. It works for Sister Hicks and many others in this movement. It works. You don't preach something that doesn't work. I couldn't do that. I'd feel guilty. Amen. If I tried to sell you a car that didn't work, I'd feel guilty. I don't feel guilty preaching this message because it works. Hallelujah. It works. Amen. So he said, lift me up and I'll draw all that flesh unto me. Amen. He'll cause your flesh to surrender. Have a hard time surrendering? Lift him up. You'll feel surrender coming up. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Quote the word of God. This is another way of lifting up the name, is quoting the Torah. Amen. Quote the word of God. Ramamamasataya. Thank you, Jesus. Have that two-edged sword swinging around your mind. Oh, amen. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those, amen, who are called according to his purpose. Lord is head over all things to the church. Amen. He's before all things, and by him all things consist. And let that word swing all day long. Let me have a few demons. Brother Mike, what do we have? No. I'll just. All of them have three demons. Well, y'all perfect. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. These demons are always out there waiting. That's their ministry. They're waiting on you. They're waiting on you to step out of your house. Amen. They'll try to get you in your house if they can. Amen. They're waiting for you to get on out there. Amen. On the battleground. Those demons are active all day long, looking for people who have an open place. Looking for people, amen, who don't have a shield up and a sword, amen. Constantly looking and observing, seeking whom they may devour. But I'm getting down. You lust. You lust, devil. You're a hairy demon. Wait a minute. Hairy demon. You're a screaming demon. You're a beaming demon. Ha ha ha. Put it on, stupid. Amen. He knows I don't really mean that. Jimmy Moore's got me in the habit of saying that. Praise God, Lord, help me. Repent. First of all, oh, amen. Y'all are real busy, aren't y'all, out there? Amen. Praise God. The world, let's see, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world, the flesh, and the devil. The world and the flesh and the devil take in many uncertain and specific temptations and sins. Here I am early in the morning. Y'all want to see it? I'm going to bring it down to earth. Shut up. You're not in my house. You're out there waiting for me. You've been given an assignment from the master demon, old Lucifer himself. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, what time is it? Wow, it's 2 p.m. Wow. Oh, it's 2 a.m. Go back to sleep. Amen. Well, it's time to get up. Jesus, help me, Lord. God, Lord, do something about my hair. Jesus. Lord Jesus. Prayer closet, prayer closet, prayer closet. Oh, man. Do I have to? Lord Jesus, ring, ring. Hello? Yeah, Oh, man, it's getting late. Wow. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. Man, I gotta hurry up. Wow, it's getting late. No sword, no nothing. No protection. Wide open. The world's got me. Oh, man, I want to be like Michael Jackson. Yeah. Man, why can't I be somebody? I want to be somebody. I want to be a singer. Oh, man. Oh, I need more money. Just think, I could have got in the music, man. Oh, get your hands off my hair. I could have devoted my life to music and been something. Could have a lot more money than I do now. Oh, God, I hate begging. God, all these voices are coming to me. He's really ministering to me, man. I mean, he is really laying it on me. Oh, God, what's the use of living, Lord? Christian. So that's bothering me. It's bringing me down in the pit. Oh, God, help me not to commit adultery, Lord. Jesus. Oh, God, help me. Oh, Jesus, I'm weak. Oh, God, I'm weak. I'm just a man, Lord. Just human. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God. I hate everything. I hate everybody. God, I don't want to... God, who's he? Oh, God. Jesus. I hate you. God, I hate you. I hate you. You don't give me enough money. I got the wrong wife and too many kids. I'm a failure. Oh, God. All these instructions, man, they're really ministering. Show me how to lift up what, huh? Oh, God. Then you, all right, you have all that. You have all that. Get off. Have all that. Then you come to the house of God, man. You in the pit. You in the pit. See? That's what they do. They laugh. Then they're going to go party it up somewhere in some club. And I'm just drained. Why didn't anyone, how come he's not going to church anymore? I don't know. Just something got into him. Yeah. Why don't you come on church? No. Mm-mm. It's not interested anymore. What's wrong? Nothing at all. Man, you were shouting last week. Man, you really had the victory. I don't know. I think that's all emotionalism anyway. Oh, come on. That's right. I don't really believe that. I don't really believe it. I mean, serious. Serious. Huh? All right. New day. Here's somebody else who does just an opposite number. Amen. Oh, it's time to get up. Oh, praise God. I'm going to get me a force shield going. Amen. I feel rotten now, but I won't after prayer. Amen, because I know it works. I know the principle. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Oh, God, I'm deader than a doorknob. But, God, I praise you anyway. I thank you, Jesus, for my salvation. Lord, I don't know where I'd be. Amen. Today, Lord, if you didn't save me, I thank you for your blood, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, sha-pa-pa-pa-pa-ka-sa-ta-ta-da-ma-ma-ma-sa. Praise you, lovely Jesus. Amen, Lord. Rabba-ba-sanda. Amen. And you pray. You go to the Word of God. I don't care if it's for 15 minutes. That helps a lot. Amen. Praise God. And you go to the Word of God. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For thy love is better than wine. I wonder what that word wine means. I'm going to get my concordance out. And you're feeling it. Amen. Let him kiss. That word kiss in the Hebrew means to equip with weapons of warfare. Wow, that's powerful, man. I've never seen that before. With the kisses of his mouth, many kisses of his mouth. That word mouth in the Hebrew means word. Let him equip me with the word. Wow, see that. Amen. Wow, for thy love is better than wine. Oh, thy love is more intoxicating than anything the world has to offer. I believe that, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where's my scripture cards? I forgot my scripture cards. There they are. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, for his delight is in the sorry. For his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law that he meditate day and night, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. 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 Blessed is the man that walketh not. Why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us, for the Lord sitteth in the heavens. Ooh, I had an evil thought for a second. I wonder where that came from. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord, for eternal life, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, come here. You know about Jesus? Let me tell you about Jesus. Why, he's the greatest thing going, man. Hallelujah. You know Jesus, your Savior? Hallelujah. Come over here and let me witness to you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's powerful. That works. It works. It works. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Saints, it works. This building a tower, this building a force shield, amen, by lifting up the name really, really works. Just like you saw it, amen. Amen. Who was it? Paul said, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, amen, and wickedness and spiritual wickedness in high places. What's the other one? What's the other? Huh? Rulers of darkness, amen. Amen. And the world and the flesh and the devil all comes in on you. Amen. But if you've got a two-edged sword cutting every which way, amen, it won't last for long. Amen. Hallelujah. It just makes you a little stronger when you have a bad thought. You go, hallelujah, Lord, I'll put your blood on that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You've got the strength and the energy, amen, to lift up the name. Now, you want to know the secret of keeping the victory? That's it right there. You want to know the secret, amen, and running and being in the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ the easy way? That's the easy way. Cost you something, though. It's easy on one side of the scales, amen. But, amen, in the experience realm, amen, it's so hard to bend those knees when you're tired, amen, and lethargic and so on. Praise God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So you lift up the name. You can quote scriptures. That's lifting up the name. Quoting the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That puts that two-edged sword in motion around, amen, your head. Hallelujah. And this is where the battleground is anyway. Thank you, Lord. And I told you, quoting the word of God and lifting up the name. Amen. Produces pure forms. You have pure thoughts all day long. Oh, it's worrisome. Amen. Not to pray and not to have this force a shield up and the tower of his name over you. Amen. It's wearisome all day long, just drooling on the wrong things and why you didn't do this and and anger just rolling out and just killing all day long, killing this one and killing that one. Sure, you may have the memory of what someone has done to you, but if you have something in you that still wants to hurt them, amen, you still need to deal with it. You're still angry inside at that person. It's only when you have the remembrance of that and you don't have the feeling of you wanting to kill them, that's when it's crucified. That's when it's out. You may not ever forget the experience, but you won't always have the animosity in there mixed with it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And you just put your feet on all things work together. Now, we're going to memorize these scriptures. And I said we were going to do that last week. But let's look at it real quick. Romans 8, 28. Just a little instruction from the pastor. A little homework. Amen. Won't kill anybody but the devil. Romans 8, 28. We're going to quote it. And you might want to write that reference down. Have it memorized by our next service so that we can quote these scriptures. Amen. All right, we'll read this one together. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And when you get in a situation where everything looks bleak, And darkness is all around you, amen, you can lift up this scripture. You can lift up, amen, the Torah. You can lift up the truth. Lift up his name, his nature, that all